Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Svi Krausman.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Ches. The Gemara Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis brings a member of Rabbi Yochanan Omer Beniyu V'Chozer V'Omer Avdiyu. If one says on another person that it's Beni and then he wishes to be Chozer and say it is Ever, these ain't a neman to be Chozer, we are Maimin Dvar V'Rishonim. But the other way around, if he says Avdiyu v'chozer v'omer b'niyu, then he wishes to be chozer and say really it's his ben, he's neman, because he could be mefarish dvar v'rishonim. And he could say what he meant when he said Avdiyu is that he's mishamshili ka'avdi ka'omer, he's a ben who's mishamshili like an eved, he doesn't mean that he's really his eved. The Rashbam in Devar Maschil in a neman is mefarish, this that we say a person is not neman to be chozer v'omer avdiyu once he says b'ni. We don't say when he's being mefarish and he says Avdiyu, it's a pirish on dvar v'rishonim ki ma'achosha, and therefore ein lanu leilich achetayna achreina. We don't go bosetayna achreina but maimin dvar v'rishonim. Zok the Rashbam the idea as piv hemina Torah b'maidamar bni. The Torah is maimin on this that he says bni k'dechsiv yake. The Torah was maimin dvar v'rishonim when he says bni. He's nemut to say it's his ben, and therefore kivin shehigat shuvay nechayzo magid. Once he's nemut to say bni, there's a halacha from kivin shehigat shuvay nechayzo magid. But our kopanim is mavur from the Rashbam two chidushim. The nemanis to say bni and our sugya is the nemanis of yakir, and zok the Rashbam therefore there's a halacha of kivin shehigat shuvay nechayzo magid. And on this chidush of the Rashbam that the nemanis to say bni and our sugya is the nemanis of yakir, lechayv is a machlekes harishonim and astira in bedivrei Rashbam. On the Gemara of Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Beis Shitas Rashbam and Shitas HaTosfos says that a person is only nemut to say on one of his sons that this son is the Bechor and the other sons are Pashat and not the Bechor. But a person doesn't have an emunah to say that one of his children, one of the people that are assumed to be his children, it's Einei Beni. And he doesn't have an emunah to say on someone who's assumed to be Einei Beni to say this person we assume is not his child is Beniyu. His emunah is Dafka on one of his children to be Yaakov, which one's the Bechor, but he doesn't have an emunah to say on somebody who's assumed not to be his child that this is Beniyu, or the other way around to say on someone who is assumed to be his child that this is not really his child. And in the Sugyan Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Rosh Lir is Chaylik on the Shita of Rashbam, and this is also the Shita of the Rambam, and they hold just like a person has an emunah to say on one of his children, Bechorihu, and he has an emunah to say on the one who's assumed to be a Bechor, that he is not the Bechor, who then a person has an emunah to say on someone who's assumed not to be his child, Benihu, and a person has an emunah to say on someone who is assumed to be his child, that Einei Benoi. It's the same emunah of Yaakov that says he could say who the Bechor is, who then he also has an emunah to say that it's Benihu or Einei Benoi. And the Chayyur, the Fidus Machlekes HaRishonim, we'd have to say two different Pshatim from Mefarish HaGemara. When the Gemara says Beniyu v'chazav v'omer Avdiyu, he's ainei nemet to say he's an Eved, he's only nemet on this that he says Beniyu. According to the sheet of the Rosh and the sheet of the Rambam, that a person has an emunah to say on someone who's assumed not to be his child Beniyu, but our sugya means when he says Beniyu, he's nemet, because a person's nemet to say on someone who's assumed not to be his child to be his child, he's nemet with the halacha of Yaakov. And according to the sheet of the Rashbam and the sheet of Tosis on the Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, that a person doesn't have an emunah to say on someone who's assumed not to be his child Beniyu, this that Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Beniyu v'chozav amar avdiyu is ainei neman on this that he says Eved, and we assume it to be his child, he's neman on this that he says Beniyu, we don't mean the emunah of Yaakov, of the Chiddush HaTorah, that a father is neman to say which one of his children is the Bechor. This that we say he's neman to say Beniyu is with the migu that he boy Yavle b'matana. Being that a father has a koyach, he could have given away his nechassim in matana. When it comes to the Yerusha, aside from the nechassim, but on the acham ikan that the Gemara said earlier, in the makna dover shalai b'olaylam, but the nechassim that I already be yod, a person is neman with a migu that he boy yov lebi matana. And if when he says b'niu, he is neman with the migu, and maybe when he's chazav am avdiyu, once he's neman with the migu, he can't be chayz and say avdiyu, because kivan shigat shuvan chayzo magid. McCragan in the Gilyan Ashas asks a stira b'divei Rashbam. The Rashbam in our sugya says that when he says Beniyu, he is neman with the halacha of Yaakov, and the Rashbam in Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Beis says a person isn't neman to say Beniyu with the nemanis of Yaakov. His nemanis is only within amigu. He boy yavle b'matana and lecharitz astira b'divrei Rashbam. Whether or not a person is neman with the halacha of Yaakov to say Beniyu or to say ain't Beniyu, or is it only that he's neman with Yaakov to say on someone who's assumed to be his child that this is the bechor or this is not the bechor. The Rishashin of Kuf Chavav Amud Beis answers the Stira B'Shita Serashbam, and the Rishash explains that the Sugin of Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Beis is going according to the Rabbanon, and according to the Rabbanon Einachanam, we only see from Yaakov that the father is nemut to say which one of the children is the Bechor, but a father isn't nemut to say Bini, when the father isn't nemut to say Einid Bini. My Sheikh, in the Sugi over here, the Sugi of Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, that the Rashbam speaks out, the father is nemut to say Bini, midin Yaakov, he could say that this person is his child, Zok the Rishash is going a libid of Yehuda. And if according to Reb Yehuda, a father is nemut to say on his younger child that he is the Bechar, afilu b'muchzik lon on the other brothers that they are the Bechar, he's nemut to say on the younger brother he's the Bechar. And it's nimsu that the older brothers who are known to be older than this younger brother, that the father saying the Bechar, it comes that they are not the children of this father. And they are coming from someone who was born in Eish HaSish, and therefore they are Mamzerim. We see from here a person that has an admonish to say, Einei B'ni. He's saying these older children who are assumed to be his children, they're Einei B'nai. And if a person is nemo to say Einei B'nai Hu, then he's nemo to say on someone who's assumed not to be his child, that B'nihu. Memela Zok Tashbam, according to Yehuda, the admonish isn't only Mikayach Tamigu, that he boy Yavle B'matona, but the admonish is Midin Yake. Zok Tashbam is nemo Midin Yake, and Kivan Chigat Chuvin Achayzu Magit. There is another nafkamina to this machlokes, so we show him whether or not in our sugya this that in Amar Benihu he is Naman and he can't be choizer from Dvar, but we show him is midin yaker or because of the migu. The Shev Shmeitzin Shmeitzin Vav Perek Ches brings a need in a chuvas Marie Ben Lev. A father came to Bezin and said, Kidashti es biti kishi iktana. And later on, when she became a gdola, she was omda v'nisei slachis, she went and married somebody else. And now the father is being chayzer from Dvar Rav Yishayim and says that he was lying when he says Kidashti es bitiki sheikdana, and he's nosan amastol Dvar. He gave a reason why is it that originally he came to Bezin and lied and said Kidashti es bitiki sheikdana. And the Chuvas Mari Ben Lev brings from the Chachmei Pravincia that this time we find the Gemara Ksubas tells us that a Isha who came to Bezin and says Tmeyani, or she went and told her husband Tmeyani, and now she wishes to be chayzer later, and she's nosan amastol Dvar. And the Gemara says that when she's nosan amastol Dvar, it's mehani de amastol. Zokte Chachim Pravincia, this that we find over there, it's my honey, they are masl, if she gave a reason why originally she said, Tmeyani, and she wishes to be Chayzer, she is Neman, if she's Nosna Masl, a dwarf, is called the Dafka by Isha Shamu Tmeyani, where the Isha itself doesn't really have an Amonis, she's only Neman with the Aloch of Shavya Navshe Chaticha di Yisura. Being that it's not a real Amonis, it's only a Shavya Navshe Chaticha di Yisura, in such a case, if she is Nosna Masl, the dwarf, in such a case, she is Neman, it's my honey, they are masl. Mashenkin Abu says Kidashti es biti, being that the Torah gave an emonis to the father to say Kidashti es biti, and the father has such an emonis, and a masla is not mahani, and the father can't be chayzer from Dvar Rishonim, and the issue would be aser because the father said Kidashti es biti kishikdana. And the Shev Shmeitzes mechiach midiver Ramo in two places that the Ramo is chaylik on the Chachmei Pravincia. And the Shitas Ramo is that a person can be chayzer afilu, but in case when it's haminase atayra and he has an emonis midine atayra afilu achi, can be chayzer aidein a masla. It's Mahani in a Masla, if he gives a reason why is it that he said the first Eidus, he could be Chayzer from Dvar Rav Yishayim, a father says Kidashti as Biti, and later on wishes to be Chayzer, in such a case, it's Mahani in a Masla, if he gave a reason why he originally said Kidashti as Biti, he's Neman, and it's Mahani de a Masla. Fekti Shmaitzah, the Shitas Chachmei Pravinti from our Sugya, the Gemara by us tells us that if they were going over Abbeis HaMechis, or Yehiv Abbeis HaMechis, from a Beniyu, V'chazer V'amei Abdiyu, if they are passing over the Beis HaMechis, and they said Beniyu, and then he wishes to be Chayzer, and he says Abdiyu, Dr. Gemara is Neman. And he's nemut to say that originally when he says Bini was only to be maver al hameches in order to evade taxes. He doesn't wish to pay tax in this that he has an eved, and if originally said Biniyu, but he could be chayzer v'omer avdiyu, it really it's his eved, and originally only said it in order to pat himself up from the taxes. So the Shmaitzer we see from there, that's mehani in a masla, even though he's nemut on this that he originally says Biniyu, it's haminosei ha-toyre and afilu achi, he could be chayzer and say avdiyu, and this that he said Biniyu originally was only to pat himself up from the taxes because he's being maver al beis hameches. So, fact, the Shmeitzer, we see it's Mahani and Masla, if you look at it, it's a Torah. Zok the Shmeitzer, it's Cholak Arasugya from the case when it's Abu comes and says, Kidashti es biti kishiktana. The case of the Abu says, Kidashti es biti kishiktana, it's a Minosei HaTorah, there's a Xeris Akasa that the father's Nemun to say that he was Mekadesh es biti kishiktana. When Shekin Arasugya, the father doesn't have an admonish to say, and somebody who's assumed not to be his child, that's Benihu. This that the sugi says that Amr Beniyu is Neman is daf because there's a migu that he boy yavle b'matana, but it's not exeris akosav that the father is Neman. It's only the migu that the father is an emanis, and it wouldn't even be mehani from the chosim shabali achemikan because eno the makna dover shaloi baloilam, and in such a case the person wouldn't have a migu. Zok the Shmeitzer being that the entire emanis is based on a migu, he could be chayzer from the emanis that was only Neman idea a migu. He could be chayzer idea in a maslo. Mashen can have that says Kidashti es biti, being that the Amonis is Migzeris HaKosov, and Minosei HaToyv, in such a case the father can't be Chayza afilu al Yidei in a Maslo. And the Chayu, this is totally in the Machlikas of Rishonim, is called the Dafkal of the Shita Sarashbam and the Shita of Toysis, that a father doesn't have an Amonis to say on someone's assumed not to be his child Beniyu. The entire Amonis in our Sugi is only Mikoyach de Alocha, that it's a Migu, that if he wanted he could have given it to him in Matana. The Mela Zok the Shmeitzer, being that's not a real Nemanis, he could be Chayzer through an Amasla. Mashaken, according to the sheet of the Rosh and the Rambam, that a father has an emunus to say on someone who's assumed not to be his child, he can say Beniyu, and he has an emunus with the Xer Sakosov of Yaakir Lacher. It's the same as the halacha of Av Shama Kedash Des Biti. And in case we see from our sugi that in a case when a person was as Neman because Xer Sakosov, he could still be Choyza Idein Amasla, and within Av Shama Kedash Des Biti, he could be Choyza through an Amasla, and the Bas would be Neman, this that she was Amda Venisis Laacher, she would be Mutter to the second husband, because the father is Neman to be Choyza from Dvar Varishainim. Mshachin Aviyezvi and Ilchus Nachlis is Miyashiv the Kasha the Shev Shmaitz, and he's Mechalik in the case of Nasugya of Abra Beis Amechis, and he says, Beni Vechozavar Meavdi, to the case of Av Shama Kedash Tiyaz Biti, and wishes to be Choyza. Dr. Pshach, when it comes to our sugya, when a person has an emunah to say Beniyu, just like he has an emunah to say Beniyu, he also has an emunah to say Eina Benai. Memela, Edusava Rishainim, he has an emunah to say Beni, and when he's Chazav Ma Avdu, he has an emunah on Edusava Achreina to say Avdu, that it's Eina Benai. Being that he's an emunah on the first Edus and an emunah on the second Edus, it's only that, being that the first Edus he said first, and Kivin Chigit Chuvay Nechoizu Magit Bemokim, that both of the Edus have an emunah and they're says to each other, and Memela usually would twice Lashaini Rishin, and we say Kivin Chigit Chuvay Nechoizu Magit. In such a case, it's Mehani and Amasla to be Chayzif and Dvar Ravi Shailim, and to say the Ikir is the second Edus, and we are not at the second Edus, Agamit's being says to the first Edus. But because there's dafkin in the case where both of the Edus have an Amonis, only there's a steer in the Edus, and Amasla's Mehani to be Miyashiv the steer, therefore we can Mekayim both of the Edus. In such a case where both Edus have an Amonis, then a person's Neman to be Chayzah, Idein Amasla to Mekayim both of the things he says, there shouldn't be a steer in these two Edus that a person has an Amonis for. Mashaykin Av Shama Kedash Tiyaz Biti, the father only has an emunah to say Kedash Tiyaz Biti. A father doesn't have an emunah to say that she's Eina Mekudeshes. The entire Heminasa Atayr is only to say that she's Mekudeshes. He has no emunah to say Eina Mekudeshes. In such a case where only the first Edus has an emunah, the second Edus has no emunah Bechlal. In such a case, I feel an Amasla is not Mehani. The second Edus is not Mehani to be Eikah the first Edus, being that the first Edus has a Xeris HaKosov of an Amonis, and the second Edus doesn't have an Amonis. In such a case, a person can't be Chayza Afilo Idein Amasla, and therefore that's the halacha of the Chachin Pravinci, that the Avs that said Kidash Tiyaz Biti cannot be Chayza Idein Amasla, and she's Amda Venisis Lachas, she is also because she's an Eishish Ish, and it comes out she's been married, she's an Eishish Ish, she's getting married, and therefore she'll be also the Baila Lubayel. Hakoponim, we said over Machoikus or Rishonim, or the Shittas of Rosh and Shittas of Ramim, is the fathers and Amonis to say Bini or to say Eine Bini, and the Shittas of Ashbam and Shittas of Taisan and of Kuflamadar and Rebezes, the father's only Nemun to say on one of his children he is the Bechar, but he's not Nemun to say on one of his children that it's Eine Bini or to say on someone who's assumed not to be his child that Biniu. And the Gilin Ashas is Ma'ir, a steer, but Divir Ashbam, the Ashbam and our Sugi is Mashman, that the father's Nemun midin Yaakir to say Biniu. Even though the Shittas of Ashbam and Afkufla Medal is the father isn't Neman to say Bini Midin Yaakir. We said over the Teretz of the Rishash that the Sugi and Afkufla Medal is going a Libra de Rabbanan, and according to the Rabbanan, the father doesn't have an Amonis to say Biniu. My Shaykin, the Sugi and Afkuf Chav Zayin and Midbeis, we're going a Libra de Yehuda, and according to Yehuda, the father's Neman to say on a younger child that he's the Bechar, and it comes out the older children aren't his children. So we see from there that he's nemut to say Eine Bini, just like he's nemut to say that it's a Bechor. We see from here also the father's nemut to say Eine Bini, and just like he's nemut to say Eine Bini, who then is nemut to say on one who's assumed not to be his child, he could say Beniyu, and he's nemut to say that it is his child. And we said over this Nafkamina had alone our Gemara, this that the father's Nemun when he says Beniyu isn't Midin Yaakir like the sheet of the Rosh and the Rambam, and according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, we'd have to mefarish our Gemara that he's Nemun Midin Migu. It's Migu that Iboy Yavleb Matono, and he's only Nemun under the Chosn that already be Yodah in the Chosn that Abola Leachim Akani would not be Nemun because he doesn't have a Migu because Einod the Makna Dovah Shaloi Bala Oilam. And we said over the there's an Eden in the Shev Shmaitz and Shmaitz of Vav Perek Ches on an Av that says Kidash Tiyaz Biti is he Nemun to be Chayze. Aide in Amasla, the sheet of the Chachmei Pabinti is that a person can only be Chayza Aide in Amasla is Dafkan Isha that says Tmeyani, being that an Amonis is only a Shavi and Afshi Chaticha Diyusu, which she can be Chayza Aide in Amasla. My Shekin Av that says Kidashti as Biti is Nemo Migzer is Akosu, he cannot be Chayza through an Amasla. And the sheet of the Amo is that even an Av that says Kidashti as Biti can be Chayza through an Amasla. Dr. Shev Shmaitza on the sheet of the Chachmei Pabinti from our Sugya. The Gemara brings that Omar Bini v'chazav Amar Avdi, if he's being oivah beis hameches, he's nemun to be choyze. And the Gemara says, because this that he says Bini was only to pat himself up from the taxes, he's nemun aydein amasla to be choyze v'amar Avdihu. In fact, the Shmaitze, we see afilu if a person's nemun and he's neheminose atoyim mekech tegzeris akosav av yake afilu achi, he could be choyze v'amar Avdihu and he could be choyze through an amasla. Sagt der Schmeitzer, bin der Nasuge, denn der Mann ist nicht mehr gekriegt, der Kassel auf Jakob. It's only through Amigo that if he wanted, I boy Yavle be Matana, me Meli can be Chosa Idei na Maslo. Mashiach, in the case of Avsh, Oma Kiddash TSBT, with an Amonis is Mikoich HaGzeres HaKosov, be Mokum that an Amonis is to HaGzeres HaKosov, the father cannot be Chosa to an Amaslo and say that he was lying when he said Kiddash TSBT. But we said, cause there's Dafka according to the Sheet of the Ashbam and the Sheet of Taisis, but according to the Sheet of the Rosh and Sheet of the Rambam, that the father in our Sugya is an Amonis to say, Bini Mikoich HaGzeres HaKosov, of Yakir, the Chorid is a Raif Mar Sugya, that even when one is Nem Mikoich HaGzeres HaKosov, he can be Chosa to an Amaslo. And we said over, Rav Shach and Aviezi says the Teretz that it's Dafki and our Sugi with the fathers that I'm honest to say Bini and to say Eini Bini. So now he's Nemon on both Edis and Memela, there's a Steven as Edis, then he can be Chayza to win a Masla and say that he can be Farish to our Rishonim and be Chayza through their Masla. Mashenkin by Av Shom Kiddash TSBT, we only has an Amonis to say she's Mekudashes and doesn't have an Amonis to say that she's Eina Mekudashes. In such a case, the father doesn't have an Amonis on the second Edis Bechlal, then he can't be Chayza. I feel through an Amasla to Mefarish to Rav Hashayinu, and we say, Kivin Chigat Shuvin Chayza Magit. On the Etzin Din, that the father cannot be Chayza, if he says, Meniyu Vechaza Vamaavdu, you cannot be Chayza, Dr. Ashbam, Kivin Chigat Shuvin Chayza Magit. And it's mashed from the Rashbam that an emonis of the father midin Yakir is an emonis midin Eidus and as the Allah of Kivin Chigat Shuvin Chayzo Magit. Vine Yeshlachkar, and every time we say the father is never midin Yakir, is the father's din Yakir Eidus the Allah that he has a Tayrus Eid, that he may not say a Tayrus like Shnei Eidim, but as a Allah of our goddess Eidus. Or do we say this that it's Tamak Zeres HaKosov, that a father is Neman to say which son is the Bukhar, or he's Neman to say according to the Rosh, he's Neman to say if this is his child or this isn't his child, but it's not a Eidus the Allah. And the chayyeh this kama nafkaminis whether or not the father is neman midin eider is just an emonis by almog zeres akosu that the father is neman. Rikvegen is pirush on the mishnayis in the end of the second parak of Yevamis says befrat ze ani mesupik. Rikvegen is mesupik whether or not the father is neimonis as a teirus eidus. And he says nafkamin if the father is a rosha. Do we say this an emonis of Yakir afilu if the father is a rosha and doesn't have his apostle aid? Or do we say tafka kosher aid? Normally we need two aid and my father's neman afilu as an aid echad. But he has to be a kosher and aid in order to be nechshav to aid him. Or if the father has an egiyas of mammon, so memeil there's a chshah sheker. In such a case, do we say that the father's neman, even though there's a chshah sheker, because the gzeres akos of a father's neman midin yaker? Or do we say that for the heminase atayvit to be like two aid him only if he's kosher as an aid? But if he's a apostle aid, in such a case, we don't say the gzeres akos of yaker. In the previous shir, we said over the Shev Shmeitz and Shmeitz Abeis Perakhov brings B'Shem the Beishmuel that in the case of Yakir, the father doesn't have to know himself. Afilu if he knows Ayidei Yakir and he trusts the other person, in such a case also we have the Xeris Akosov of Yakir. If you had to say that the father's Nemonis of Yakir has a Tayris Aedis and a Tayris Agadas Aedis, Lachayu B'Yev should to say the father's Nemon B'Mokan that he's being Semich on somebody else and he himself doesn't know. When it comes to Hilchis Aedis, the person himself has to see. It's Mavua from the Beishmuel that he understood that the Amonis of Yakir is a Xeris HaKos that the father is Neman, and it's not Mikoyach this that the father has a Torah Seid and has to have a Din of HaGadah Seidus. Rav Shach and Aviyazim per Gimon Bilchazibum is Choylik on this that the Shev Shmeitzer brings B'Shem to Beishmuel and he brings a Raya from the Gemon Yevamos on Daf Mem Zayin. A Ger came to Rabbi Yehuda and said, Nizkeyati Ben Yehu Ben Atzmi. And Rabbi Yehuda came and said, told him that he's only Neman to pass to himself, he is not Neman to pass to his children. And the B'Slev to Gemara is Masik, this that he's Nemon, this that he's not Nemon to pass to his children is because L'dvarecha Nochri Ata V'ein Eidus L'Nochri. So we see from here that Rav Yehuda told him L'dvarecha Nochri Ata V'ein Eidus L'Nochri, in order to be Nemon with the Halacha of Yakir, you have to have a Torah's Eid. V'ein Eidus L'Nochri, being that he's a Goy, therefore he does not have the Halacha to be an Eid, he's a Apostle Eid, and Mela he isn't Nemon Midin Yakir. We see from the Gemara that in order to be Nemon Midin Yakir, you have to be a Kosher Eid. Therefore, if the father himself doesn't know and he's being semich on somebody else, he is not a kosher aid. We have the same time as the Gemara, l'chayra, ein eidus al pi acher, and in such a case, the father wouldn't be neman, he has to have dafka, teres, I got this eidus. There is a third nafka mina, the tzayis achoshin, and sun reish pei aleph, siv katan dal, brings a nidin, whether or not a father is neman, derech sicha ba'alma, if he didn't say it over, but teres, I got this eidus, to tell us who should be neitul chelik pi rusha. He didn't come to tell us that he's been niyu, and he should be neitul chelik pi rusha, he is the bechor, and he should be neitul pishnayim. But he said it derech sicha ba'alma, in such a case also is the father Neman, or do we say dafka if the father said it, but Tayris, he's telling us who should get the Yerusha, in such a case the father's Neman, but derech sicha ba'alma, misiach lefitume, the father doesn't have an Amonis. And the Ktzais brings a raya from the Gemara and Dav Kuf Chavava Mebeis. The Gemara brings that Ahuda Avikar Le'avua Buchra Sichla, the father used to call him Buchra Sichla, and the Gemara is madche that wouldn't be a raya, that he's the Bukhar, because Dilma Buchra De'imahu. And the Gemara brings a second maisa when somebody told somebody who's sick, zilu lagabi shichas breed the buchru umasi ruke. And the Gemara is matchiv dilma buchru de imahu until the Gemara is mastik that gmiri buchru de abba masi ruke, buchru dimole masi ruke. But the Gemara is being mechiyah from cases that the father used to call him buchru sichlo, where the father called him shichas breed, it's buchru umasi ruke. So we see afilo derech sicha ba'alma, the father's nemo to say that this is his buchru and ishminetel pishnaim. Even if the kavan of the father wasn't that he meant to tell us who's the Bechor Tminetel Pishnayim, if we can mechiach from the dvarim of the father that he called him the Bechor, in such a case also we say the Allah of Yaakov and the Bechor is Netel Pishnayim. And the Ksais is Mechalak that calls us Dafka when the father is saying which one's the Bechor, in such a case, Afeilu Derech Sicha Ba'alma, the father's Neman. Being that he's being Neman, Mikrech Tegzeres HaKosev of Yaakov, Yaakov doesn't need a Torah Sagar to say this, it doesn't need the kavan of the father to say he's the Bechor and he should be Netel Pishnayim. Afeilu Derech Sicha Ba'alma, we are Maim in the father and we assume this is the Bechor, we can mechiach mitrech Divrei Rav that this is the Bechor and he should be Netel Pishnayim. But Kolze Dafka, when he's telling us who is the Bechor, if he's coming to tell us who is his child, he comes to say, B'niyu, Zaktik Tzais, in such a case, he is Neman Dafka Mikayach Tamigu. When he's being Neman Mikayach Tamigu, it's Dafka, if he is Kavanah to be made to tell us that he should be Neitel Achelet B'Yerusha, in such a case, he's Neman to say B'niyu, and Neman to say Einei B'ni. But in a case when he is saying derech sicha ba'alma, a person doesn't have an amanus of amigo when he's talking derech sicha ba'alma, and in such a case you can't be mechiach from the gemara daf kuf chavav that the father should be neman. If the father said derech sicha ba'alma b'ni or says ain't b'ni, in such a case the father isn't neman. The nesivus in simnei shpeyalef is chelik on the tzoyis, and the nesivus shows that a person has amigo afilu b'makim that the person is talking derech sicha ba'alma, he is neman with amigo. But our kopanim lefi the ktsois is going lefi the shita of the Rashbam and the shita of Tosfos of kuf lamed dalet amud beis that hold that the nemanis on our sugya of saying beniu is dafka mikayach tamigu, a person doesn't have an nemanis mikayach the gzeres hakosav of yaker to say beniu to say ain't a beni, and being that his nemanis is mikayach amigu, zok the ktsois is dafka with our god that when his kavanis to say we should get the yerusha, when it's the chsicha ba'alma, then the father is a neman, we're not mechiach mitech divrayav who is his child and who isn't his child. But our kopanim, you see, when it comes to a bechor, when it comes to the gzeres hakosav of yaker, the ktsois assume the father's neman derech sicha ba'alma and doesn't need a Torah Sagar to say this. So weiter, we see from the ktsois also that the nemanis of yaker isn't mikayach din agadas edis, it's a nemanis the father has mikayach gzeres hakosav and therefore doesn't need a Torah Sagar and a Torah Kavana, afilu derech sicha ba'alma, the father's neman. Our kopanim, we said over three nafkaminis, whether or not when the father's neman mikayach the gzeres hakosav of yaker, it's a gzeres hakosav ba'alma or it has a Torah edis. Instead of a Rukveg is in this topic, if the father is a Rosha or he's in a Geir, Be'edis is the father Neman Midin Yaker. Instead of the Shavshmaitse, B'shem the Be'shmu, if the father is Neman Al Piyacher, and if Shachin Aviyezi is Mechiach from the Gemon Yomastaf Mem Zayin, that it has a Torah Edis, because Ludvarecha Nochri Ata Ve'en Edis to Nochri. Instead of a third Nafkamina from the Ktsaisachoshin, it's from Reish Payala, whether or not the father is Neman Derech Sicha Ba'alma, or he is Tafka Kavona, that he wishes this son to be Nekel Pishnaim, B'shas, he's saying over the Edis. And being that it doesn't have a Torah Sagar to say this, the father's name and afilu derech sicha ba'alma. The Gemara continues, Shalach le Reb Abba le Reb Yosef bar Chama, halacha shlishi b'sheni is kosher. A person can be made on his first cousin once removed, a shlishi b'sheni is kosher to be made. And Rav Amar af b'rishin, a shlishi is even be able to be made on a rishin, a person can be made on his great uncle. And Mar Barashi is achshe b'abba de abba, a person can be made on his grandfather. And the Gemara is Masik, Viles Hilchisa Kemar Baravashi, the Allah is not like Mar Baravashi, a person is possible to be made on his grandfather. And the Ashbam Divir Maschel, Viles Hilchisa Kemar Baravashi, is Mefarish, that not only a person can be made on his grandfather, Vizagder Dibne Bonim, Ubne Bine Bonim, Ad Elef Dairis La Yeidu, it's a psul Ad Oilam, a person can be made even on his great 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 grandchild, Ad Oilam, Ad Elef Dairis, a person cannot be made, the Ben Yarech Avivu, Memel, there's a Kirov. Once there's a korva, may his pasal hard afilu ad elef deris. Tosis in the Vir Maschel, less hilchus a kemar bravashi is chelik under Ashbam. Ve einiru lewi kivan des balik dora kol kach, being that there are so many deris in between, there is no more korva. Memelis dok Tosis, being that there's no kir vadas, because there's so many deris, a person can be made, there is no psul ad elef deris, it's only on abba de abba, only on a grandfather, a person's pasal to be made. And the chayyim the pirush of the Ashbam is also masking to Tosis that when it's in the spalik dora kol kach there is no kiyur vadas. Rashi and Chumash brings by the bris of Avimelech and Avram that Avimelech told Avram Avinu it's laninu lanechti zok Rashi and Chumash ad kan rachmi ava laben. It's only unto three or four davis that a person has rachmi ava laben, but more than that there is no rachmi ava laben. And the Ashbam is also masking that there's no kiyur vadas, being that it's a spalik dora kol kach. Only the Gemara in Daf Kuf Nun Testament base tells us that Afil Moshe V'Aaron Apostle Lahod, even craving that we don't have a chashash meshake, it's a Gzeres HaKosev that craving Apostle Lahod. So even though there's no Kiyav Adas, being that there's a Kurva, they are craving, it's a Gzeres HaKosev, a person can't be made, even if it's a Spolik Dora called Kach, that there's no Kiyav Adas. And there's no chashash meshake. Afil Ochi Zakhtir Ashbam Ad Elef Davis, there is a Kurva, and once they're related and they're craving, he's Apostle Lahod. What's the mile of ispalik dorek kol kach? Even though there's no kiyur vadas, because ad kan rachmi av ala ben, it's only until 3 or 4 dayus. But mikol makim lechayur, they are craving. It's his great 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 grandchild. They are craving and craving. Apostle mikayich exeris akasev. The apostle to be made. Rav Chanan in Kavitz Aris and Simon Chav Gimel is masber. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that an aris can't be made for arusasai. Hagam, we know, the Zok the Gemara, how do we know they're included in the Psul Kravim? Zok the Gemara, being that this Kiyav Adas, it's Mestarah that he's also included in the Psul Kravim, and an Oris can't be made for Arus Asai. In fact, Rabbi Chanan, why is it that the Gemara is saying that Machmas the Kiyav Adas, he's Pasul Lahoyed, the Psul of Kravim isn't Machmas Achshash Meshaker, it's not Machmas the Kiyav Adas, the Psul Kravim is Afilu Moshe V'Aaron, Afilu if there is no Chshash Sheker, Kravim Apostle Lahoyed. Zokta Bachonan, the get of the Gemara that we say, Kravim Apostle Mikoyach Exeris Akosiv is not just always that Kravim Apostle, it's Exeris Akosiv, always the Apostle Kravim. It's Kravim that have Kiyav Adas. Anytime you have two Kravim that have Kiyav Adas, they are Apostle Lahoyed. But this that they are Apostle Lahoyed is not because of the Chshash Meshake. When there's Kiyav Adas, it's Apostle Lahoyed Mikoyach Exeris Akosiv, Afilu Moshe V'Aaron, where there is no Chshash Sheker, also Apostle Lahoyed. But Mikomachim, the Gedda of which Kravim are included in the Exeris Akosiv is Kravim that have a Kiyav Adas. So the Gemara, Arus Farus Sosa, we have a Kiyav Adas, that's Mestava, they are also included in the Xeris HaKosav, they are also considered craving that Abinichnal into the Xeris HaKosav, that craving Apostle Lahoyed. The Mele Zokta Bachonan, that's Pshad and Taisvis, this that Taisvis says, Kivin the Spalik Dora Kol Kach, he's not Apostle Lahoyed, Ad Elev Doris, being that there's no Kiyav Adas, it's not Mestava, it's included in the Xeris HaKosav, that craving Apostle Lahoyed, it's Mestava, the Apostle only meant up until a grandfather, up until a great grandfather, up until 3 or 4 Doris, but there's a Kiyav Adas. But when there's no Kiyav Adas, it's not included in the Xeris HaKosav that Kravim Apostle Lord, that Gam the Psul is not Machmas the Chshash Sheker in the Kiyav Adas, the Psul is Machmas the Xeris HaKosav. But even though it's Mikoyach Xeris HaKosav, the Ged there is only the Kravim that have a Kiyav Adas. And Fekter Bochonan the Rashbam, Lechoy Yesh Lahor, why is it that even at Elev Doiriz, like the Rashbam, the Av cannot be made on his great 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 grandchild, Lechoy, there is no Kiyav Adas? And the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, so Aris can't be made la resosi because the Gedev of the Xeris HaKosav is only craving that have a Kiyav Adas. And Rachmi Av Ala Ben are not Ad Elev Davis, it's only up until 3 or 4 Davis. So what is it that the Rashbam says that an Av can't be made on his child, Afilu Ad Elev Davis, the Chayit should be Tali, only to be mocking that there's a Kiyav Adas, then to be Nichol in the Xeris HaKosav that craving my Apostle Lahoyt. The Gemara is Mamshech Shalach Lev Rav Abba Lev Yosef Bar Chama Hoyedei Lev Be'edis Karka. He knew Edis Karka for his friend Acheloi Nistami, and then he became blind. He's possibly can't be made because he can't see which Karka is being made. We cannot be Semech on the Simonim that he gives us to know which Karka is being made on, and therefore he's possible Edis. Ushmuel Amar Kosher, because Efshid the Mechavim Mitzano, he can tell us over the Gvulim, the Mitzorim of the Karka, and with those Simonim will be Maki which Karka is being made on, and therefore he's Kosher to be made. But Zok Shmuel have a gleam of loy on clothing, he can't be made. And if Sheshis is chayot rafilu on clothing, it's efshed the mechavim midas orko midas rochboy. Avon nascha loy. And if Papa is chayot rafilu on nascha, also efshed the mechavim midas mishkaloy, so he can give us a simen, he can give us the weight of the nascha, and with that also we can be makir which nascha is being made on, that's a good enough simen, and memeli is still kosher lohoy. And the Gemara has a kasha on all of these amirom. And then he was Nasa Choisne before he was Magid the Edis. Or he was Pekech and he became a Cherish. Or he was a Pesach and he became blind. Shafi Vinishtatis of Tebraisi, he's possible being Bishas Hagod, he's possible Lahot. If he was kosher b'shasviya, he became posel, and he became kosher again b'shas agada, or by pikech v'nischarish, and he became a pikech, and also by pitech v'nistami, v'chazer v'nispateach. So the price in such a case, he's kosher, and the price is messiah with a cloud. Kosher tchilosi oyisayfe b'paslos. If either the shasviya or the shas agada is b'paslos, then he's posel to be made. Tchilosei v'soifei b'kashvus, even if he was nifsal b'emtza, as long as the shasri and the shasagod is kosher, he's kosher lohoed. And Dr. Gemara, it's tyufta de kulu tyufta, because in the case of that b'shasri, he was kosher v'nistami, Dr. Bryce assumes posel lohoed. If he was kosher b'shasri and he was nistami b'shasagod, the Bryce is mavu, he's posel lohoed. We see assumes posel lohoed this, and tyufta de kolhani amiroi, Dr. Gemara tyufta. And this halacha that the Braisa mentions that one has to be in order to be made tchilase v'seifei bekashrus, but if tchilase v'seifei was with a psul, he's pasul lahat. If he's pasul b'shas re'iyah, even though he's kasher b'shas agad, he's pasul to say edus. The Rashbam and the Vyamaschel b'paslus is mefarish from a, this is vidashin this from a pasuk. Who edoy ra? The pasuk tells us he was edoy ra. Dr. Rashbam vidashin the b'shas re'iyah sa ma'ase yeroy le'edazu. We see from the pasuk of who edoy ra that b'shas re'iyah sa ma'ase yes be roy for the zaydus. And it's exeyus akasa that a person has to be roy lahoyed b'shas re'iyah sa ma'ase. And being that b'shas re'iyah sa ma'ase he was a summa or he was a chayrish. In all these cases, if it was tchilase b'paslus, even though it's sefer b'kashrus, he's pasul to be made. It's mevur mitoch divrei ha'raivad that the raivad is chilek on this Rashbam, and the raivad holds it that the halach of tchilase ayseifei bepaslas pasos to be made a psul mishas v'iyah pasos for a different reason. The Gemara Nachmem Gimel brings a brisa v'atanya bnei Yerushim nignev sefer Torah shalei nein donim b'dayonu ayseir. You can't use dayonim from ayseir v'mevin raya b'anche ayseir, they can't be made. In fact, the Gemara Isa l'salku be'tray minayu. Why can't two people from the city be misalak from their chelik that they have in the Sefer Torah? They will no longer be neger be'dusan. V'le'dainan, they could be dayanam on the distant Torah, or if they are aiden, they could be made. And the Gemara answers, Shani Sefer Torah to the Shmiya Kai, they are still considered neger be'dusan because the Sefer Torah is aimed the Shmiya. Toysis and Devia Maska v'le'salku be'tray minayu. This that if two of them are misalak, their chelik from the Sefer Torah, they are no longer considered neger be'dusan. Fektaisis from that, from the halach of our Gemara, one has to be tchilase v'seifei bekashrus in order to be made and in order to be a dain to dan this distant Torah, whether or not the Sefer Torah belongs to the Bnei Yair, he has to be tchilase v'seifei bekashrus. Fektaisis, if he was a neger be'edus b'shas re'iyah se'edus, in Cain, he's not tchilase v'seifei bekashrus, how is it that it could be an aid to be made that the Sefer Torah belongs to the Bnei Yair and it was nignam ayam, l'chayim, he's not tchilase v'seifei bekashrus, agam b'shas agad, he's not a neger be'edus. Because he was misalik from his chelik b'shas re'iyah, he was a neger be'edus and possible to be made. And Tosfos answers, when we read le'ishayah tchilase b'paslus hacha, she'ena paslus toli b'guf elo b'mamon. Tosfos says, it doesn't pass over here the halacha of tchilase v'seifei bekashrus, being that the psul is not a psul aguf, it's a psul in mamon, memela, that doesn't pass this halacha of tchilase v'seifei bekashrus. And kipshute kavanas Tosfos says that the halacha of neger be'edus is not a psul aguf. The halacha of a neger be'edus is possible to be made as a chashash meshaka, or a chashash, he is lying, and therefore we can't be mekabel as edus. But he's not pod nifsa lahod, he's not a psul aguf, he doesn't have a psul that he can't be made. Memela mitzad the halacha of tchilase v'seifei bekashrus, it's only if it's a psul aguf that he's ainu roi lahod, in such a case, he's not considered oiro, he's not considered an eid mishas re'i, and therefore he's psul lahod. But if the entire reason why we can't be mekabel as edus is only because of a chashash meshaka, Memelef b'shas agada was nostalgic to chashash meshaka, then he could be made, being that there's no more chashash, he is lying, and he doesn't have a psul aguf, he's not be'etzem in a very lahoyed. In such a case, we don't say the halacha of our gemar, tchilase v'seifei bekashrus, and even if one was a neger be'edis b'shas re'iyah, if he's not a neger be'edis b'shas agada, he's kosher to be made. The Rashi brings b'shem arrived a second terrorist answer to his kasha, that how is it that the gemar could say, v'lesalku be'tray minayu l'chayu d'zechisar, and if not tchilase v'seifei bekashrus. So the Ravid, being that he's a neger be'edus, he's considered being made on himself. And a person on himself is not considered bechlal an aid. It's not the pshat, he's an aid, but he's a postle aid. He's bechlal, not an aid. A person being neger himself is being made a latzme, doesn't have a terrorist aid at all. So the Ravid, being that he doesn't have a terrorist aid bechlal, it's not a chesaron in the halach of tchilase v'seifei bekashrus. And kipshute, the kavanas Ravid is that the halach of tchilase v'seifei bekashrus is not like the Rashbam is being mefarish. This that the Rashbam is mefarish, it's a joshua from Oyro that he has to be an eid mishas re'iyah, then it wouldn't be a nafkamina if his psul's mitzad the psul korva, his psul's mitzad the psul summa, or his psul's mitzad the halacha that he's a neger be'edus. Afilu if he's a neger be'edus, that he's possible Lord because he's not an eid bechlal, there should be a chesaron, that he's not an eid mishas re'iyah. The Ravid understood the chesaron that one has to be tchilase v'seifei bekashrus. The pshat is that he's nidche from the eidus. If he's an eid to be made b'shas re'iyah and he's posel lahard, he's a posel eid, there's a halacha that he's nidche from this eidus, then he can't be chayzer made. I feel if he's chayzer l'achsherit. So the Ravid calls that if he's an eidu is posel, then he's nidche from the eidus. But if he's not an eidu became posel, but b'shas re'iyah, he bechlal wasn't the eid, he's an eger be'edus, he doesn't have a Torah's eid bechlal. In such a case, he's not considered an eid who's nitche, he's considered not an eid bechlal. U'memeil, there is no chesaron of tchilase v'seifei bekashrus. On Kofanim, we have two shittas to explain this halacha in our Gemara, that only an eid who's tchilase v'seifei bekashrus can be made. Shittas Rashbam is that it's from a drosha of eid oiro, that he has to be a kosher eid mishas re'iyah. If he's tchilase b'paslus, he's not a kosher eid mishas re'iyah, he's nifsam exeris akasot. And the Shita survivor that's a lach of Dachoy Rabalti was Nedu was possible hard, he can't be Chosel Lech Shevet, Hoyle, but Nitch from the Zedis is Nitch and he's not Chosel Lech Shevet. There's an Eden in the Ksois, a Choshin and Simulation and Tess of Cotton Bays. This that we find the Alocha that one's Mahon is Moitze Aveda. The one who lost the Aveda comes and gives Simonim, and it's Mehani the Simonim that the Moitze could be Machsed Aveda Liba Olof. Kletik Ksois, a Choshin is this Alocha in Gans Choshin Mishpot. In Dine Mominus, we always go Bosses. Simonim is considered enough of a riot in any Dintoira. It was a Dafko when it comes to an Aveda, which is not Beyad Amuchsik. In such a case, one could give Simonim, and one could Machsel the Balavai de Simonim. It's considered a good enough riot to be Moitzi Mammon for Beyad Misha Eine Muchsik. But if one's Muchsik be Mammon, one cannot be Moitzi Mimenu with a riot of Simonim Baalma. And the Ksois wants to bring a riot from our Gemara. We see from our Gemara, the Gemara only has a problem that we cannot be Moitzi based on the Edis of the Summa, who is giving Simonim, because it's a halacha that one has to be Tchilosev v'Seifei Bekashris. And Rebalti is Nestamen, he's Apostle 8, we don't have Tchilosev v'Seifei Bekashris. But it's Mashma from the Gemara that Mitzad the halacha, this that he gives Simonim, that would be Mehani, that would be enough of a riot, but it's to be Moitzi Mammon. There's a psul in the Edis, Mikzeris HaKosov of Tchilosev v'Seifei Bekashris, Mitzad is Din of Tchilosev v'Seifei Bekashris. But mitzad the etzim halacha that simonim should be moitzi mammon, simonim are considered a good enough riot to be moitzi mammon. Zok tekzois yesh lidchois that the case in our suga we're discussing dafka karka. When it comes to karka, simonim could be mehani to be moitzi mammon, because karka doesn't really have a muchzik. A person is never oichis beyode karka oisav. The whole halacha that karka that one's considered a moitzi miyad a muchzik is only the halacha of a marakama. Zok tekzois achidish that the muchzik of a marakama, which one is muchzik be karka oisav, is a shvacha muchzik ois, then one mammon is beyad chaveri that is a muchzik. So even if we find in our sugya one can be moitzi mammon besimonim, if the aid gives a simon and we know api the simonim which karka he's talking about, in such a case we can be moitzi karka. Mashaykin when it comes to metaltlim, which one is a real muchzikin, is a cheskas koma that is biyad chaveri, in such a case one cannot be moitzi with simonim ba'almo. So tekzois afilu the case of glima and nascha that the Gemara discusses further, and the Gemara says that there's a tzad, the Gemara has a mirorim hold, that when it's mehani de simonim to say an aidus to be moitzi mechaveri, if not for the halacha of tchilasa v'seifet bekashas. Zok Tekzois, we can make a nukimta that we're discussing Dafka and Aveda, and one is being moitzi with the Eidus on an Aveda, which is not Biyad Amuchsik. In such a case, the Eidus with Simonim is Mehani, if not for the Allah of Tchilasa v'Seifei Bekashas. But a moment that's Muchsik Biyad Chaveri, that one wants to be moitzi Mimenu and say it's really his, an Eidus that the Eid is saying, which we only have a Raya de Simonim, that is giving Simonim of the Glima and Simonim of the Nascha, such a Allah of Simonim alone is not enough to be moitzi Mammon Biyad Amuchsik, and there is no Raya from Asugi that Simon can moitzi Mammon at anything more than an Aveda, that Simonim can't be moitzi Biyad Amuchsik. The Gemara further down the Amud brings another halacha, Shalach Leve Babel, Reb Yosef Bar Chama, Ha'oimet Hito Ishti Ke'echad Ben Abanim. One who gives a man a shchimira, that titel, Ishti Ke'echad Ben Abanim, she should get a chelik like one of the sons, she should get a chelik Be'erusha amongst all the brothers. Now he tells us, Ke'echad Ben Abanim, she gets a chelik like one of the brothers, like the chelik HaPashit. Omar Rabu bin Nechosim Shalachshav, she only gets from the Nechosim Shalachshav, which the one who is saying, Titel Ishti Ke'echad Ben Abanim, he has a koyach really to give it to his wife that she should get a chelik, but Nechosim Abol El Achmikan, Eino the Makna Dover Shaloi Ba'al Oilam. And Zagdavu bin Bonim Abanim Abanim Ba'achmikan, but if he has more children after he says Titel Ishti Ke'echad Ben Abanim, and now that he has more sons, when Melitz Nesmait the Chelik of Kolechad Ve'echad Uadin, the Chelik of Ishti, when he says Titel Ishti Ke'echad Ben Abanim, he doesn't mean what Echad Ben Abanim would be B'Shas Amirosai. We go Bosse Shas Pisosef, he has more sons B'Shas Misa, and it's Nesmait the Chelik of Kolechad Ben Abanim, Uadin, it's Nesmait the Chelik of his wife, and when he said Titel Ishti Ke'echad Ben Abanim, he meant Kefir Cheshna of Banim that is going to be B'Shas Misosai. The Rashbam speaks out to Huadin if some of his sons are nifter between the Amira and Misasai. If some of his sons are nifter, so now it's Nisrabe, the Chelik Yerusha of all the brothers, each brother's Chelik gets larger. So Mimele Zakhtar Rashbam, Huadin the Allah is that the Chelik of Ishta, he meant Titel Ishti Ke'echad Ben Abanim, that her Chelik also gets larger, being that some of the sons died. In Evin Ezin Simin Kov Ches, the Mechaba brings two sheetahs on this halacha. What is the halacha? Is Hoyle Banim Umesu. Bishas Amirasi, he had more sons than he has Bishas Misasai. Do we say that Ishta gets Kefi, this man of Amirasai? Or do we say that his wife should get a Chelik Kishas Misasai, just like if he had more children, it's Nismait Chelik Shal Ishtai? Who would then, if his children die, it should be Nisrabe Chelik Shal Ishtai, being now that there are fewer sons and each son is getting more of the Nechasim? And the Chayyur, the Pashtus would be like the Shita Sarashbam, that just like we said by Hoylu, more sons, the Halacha is Nismait, the Chelik of Kolechad Ve'echad, who would then it's Nismait, Chelik Shalishta, we go Basa Shas Misasai, Who had been a tayyel banim umesu, and it's nesrabe the chelik of kol echad v'echad. We should go bust this man misa, and we should say it's nesrabe the chelik of ishtoi, and she should be neitel chelik echad min abanim b'shas misasai. The Levush is Mazbe, the second Shita, which is the Shita of the Ravid. So if the Levush's Kavona was that Ishtai should be Yodar ala Tachtoin, and she should always get the smaller Chelek, we assume this Das is that it should always be Yodar ala Tachtoin. And if it's more, if it's a smaller Chelek by going Bosa Hashas Amirosai, we should go Bosa Hashas Amirosai. And if it's a smaller Chelek by going Bosa Hashas Misosai, we go Bosa Hashas Misosai. Memeila Hoyle Bonim Umesu, the Aloha is you go Bosa, Shas Amirosa, Shas Misosa, being that Shas Misosa would be a smaller Chelek. But if he had more sons between Shas Amirosa and Shas Misosa, then we go Bosa, Shas Misosa, being that going Bosa, Shas Misosa would give it a smaller Chelek. It's always Yad Allah Tachtaina. The Gemara is Mamshuch, the Aloha, Sholach Le Rebaba, Le Yosef, Barham, Mohamed, Ishtachoy, Val Chaveri, one who is Ashtachoy that his friend owes him money. Malva Oimer Loi Nefrati Klum, the Malva says that the Leiva didn't pay anything. The Leiva Oimer Parati Mechtem, the Leiva claims that he paid up half of the Chayv. And the Edom are being Meyitcha Parakuli that the Leiva paid up the entire Chayv. Zog the Gemara, the Allah is that he's a Nishba, he makes a Shuas Meidim Mechtes, the Gaiva Mechtes, he pays up half like he's Meidim that he owes half, and being that he's a Meidim Mechtes, he has to make a Shuas on the other half, and he's Niftai De Shuasai. And the Gemara is Mefarish that he only pays half Minachasim Bnei Chayun. Because the Lakuchas can tell that they are miming the Edom, and the Edom said that it's parakule, therefore the Malva cannot be made to me Lakuchas. And the Gemara is Mefarish Afil according to Bekiva that says, Meshar Aveda, therefore he should be Nifta from Meshvur, we should say he's a Meshar Aveda, being that the Edom are being made that he's parakule, and it's only he's being a Meshar Aveda, and this that he's being made that he owes half the money. Hanimili Echad Alaka Edom, a Meshar Aveda is only Potter from Meshvur in a case where there are no Edom. But in the case of our Gemara that there are Edim, being that there are Edim, he is afraid, and being that he is afraid, we cannot consider him a Meshav Aveda, and therefore Zakta Gemara, the Allah is that he is Nishba v'nifta on Mechza, and he pays the second half. Taisis and Devi Amaschal Nishba v'goy v'mechza minachosim b'nei choyvin is mefarish, that the reason why he is Nemon b'shvur, Hagam the Malva has a star, and the star says he owes the full choyv still. We consider the Milva Alper, being that the Edim are being made that he's parakule, that's mevatal the star. And it's only Al-Piv that he's saying that the Edom are apostle and the Edom are shkarim him because he's only paramechza. So being that it's only Al-Piv that we have a shtar which is able to be mitzi mamon. And if not for anything that he said, we would have been samech on the Edom, and the Edom are saying parakulay. The Meili has a pesha also on the shtar, it's considered like a milva Al-Pen. And a milva Al-Pen, the Allah is a nishba and nifta, he's a maidu mixes, he makes a shwan, he's nifta on the second half. And our kapanim zaktesis, the nemanis in our sugya, the reason why the shtar is not mehani to be mitzi the moment from him and his neman negative shtar is being that he has a pesha asa. Because the edim are saying it's parakuloi and he could have been samech on the edim and not said anything, it's a pesha asa. He's the one telling us that edim ashkarim, he's a pesha hetter, he's able to tell us that he's paramechza and he only owes half the money. When the Gemara is Messiah and the Gemara says in our sugya, a few little kiva that says, Meshav Aveda, and he should be part of the shvur, and our sugya being that it's a tusi irtis, like the Gemara, therefore he's not considered a Meshav Aveda, and that's why he has to make a shvur on the half that he's nishba v'nifta on the half that he says that he already paid up. The Rashbam is mefarish the svar of the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean? A tusi irtis? So like the Rashbam b'shasi tells us he's para mechza, the Edom still didn't come, and the Levit doesn't know that there are Edom that are coming and saying it's para kula. It's only after the Leiva said parati mechza, later on the Edom came and said that he was parakula. So the Hashbam and Meli b'shas ha'gadosay, and he came and said paramechza, he knows already that there are Edom coming, and he doesn't know what Edom are going to say. So he's a tusi irtis that said b'kayfe b'kula, because he might be nimtza a shakran if the Edom come and say that he was late paraklum. It comes that he said a shaker by saying parati kulay. Therefore he says parati mechza, that afidu if the Edom said it was late paraklum, he will only look like a little bit of a shakran, and not a kayfe akul, a real shakran mamish. And therefore that's why he said parati mechza, we cannot consider him a meshra veda and say that migu he had a taina, he could have been kayfe akul. It's mevur from the Rashbam, a chiddush in the halacha of Pesha Asa. The Rashbam is saying that when the Leiva says parati mechza, the Leiva didn't know that the Edom are going to say parata kula, that the entire chayv is paid up. So the Leiva doesn't have a migu, he could have been kayfer akol. Being that the Leiva doesn't know that the Edom are going to come and say he paid up the whole thing, he has no migu that if he wanted, he could have been kayfer akol, but shas, he tainted parati mechza. And afilu hachi, the Gemara is saying that he's nishba and he's nifta from the shtar, yes, he's nishba and nifta on the mechza. Being that he has a pesha also, he's the one who told us that the Edom are shkarim, and he's the one telling us parati mechzi has a pesha also, a pesha hitte. It's mevuf in the Rashbam that the halacha of pesha also doesn't need a migui boi shasik. The halacha of pesha also a pesha iter is not because if he wanted he could have been quiet. If he wanted he could have been kofer hakolam and saying mechan the edim and said the edim are emes. The halacha of pesha also pesha iter is a feel without a migu. Even though b'shas hagadosa that he said prati mechza, he didn't yet know the edim are going to say prata kula. A feel wachi being that lebesayif it comes out. It's only al piv that we know the edim ashkarim. Being that we're called kulei saimach al piv, he has a koyach to say a pesha also a pesha hitter. He has a koyach to say being that it's al piv, you know the edim ashkarim, and he's telling us prati mechzi. He has a koyach and an amonis to say prati mechzi without the migui boyish asik. For the halacha of pesha also, one doesn't need the migui boyish asik. I feel without the migui boyish asik, he has a koyach. Being that it's called kulei being saimach al piv, that he's telling us that the edim ashkarim. Therefore, we have to maim in the Muslim this that he says prati mechzi. And a similarly, a side of Balchan is mechiach from Taisus and Asugia. Taisus explains the Gemara of Hecha de Kaidim et Tusiyitis. So Taisus, we are discussing in case that he knows the Edim and the Edim are going to come and say like him. The Edim are going to come and say Parata Kula. Only being that we have a Chash, maybe he's being Meshaker. And on the side that he's being Meshaker, the Edim are also being Meshaker. And on the side that he's being Meshaker and the Edim are being Meshaker, he's always going to be afraid that it's possible the Edim are going to be Chayzah the last second. Being that he knows the Edim are saying a Shaker, he is always afraid the Edim might be Chayzah b'shas b'yosun lebezin, they might come and say the Emes. Memeli said Parati Mechza in order to be Samech that in case the Edim come and say that like Parati Klum, he'll look like only a half a Shakran, he won't look like a full Shakran who was Kayfar Akilb and Makam that he was like Parat Klum. Memeli is like Taisus, he doesn't have the Migui by Shasik, he's not considered a Meshav of Edim because when Makam that he would be lying and the Edim are also Edim Shkarim, he's always afraid that maybe the Edim are going to say that they're going to be Chayzel Lebesayf and be Dendu Chuva Beshas Biasan Lebezin. We see from Taisus that in our sugya the Levit doesn't have a migud ibayi shasik, being that there's an etusi mirtis and he's not a meshra aveda, he doesn't have a migud ibayi shasik. Now, filu achi Taisus in the Vemaschon Nishba Vegeva explained that the reason why the Levit is niftar, he can make a Nishba Veniftar with the Shuas Maidim Mixus and become Pater on his half, like I'm the Malva as a star. And a Levit usually isn't Nemanega the star, is because he's a Peshas or a Peshete. So the Bachan, we see from Taisus and Asugi that a Pesh Asuk who a Pesh Yitr doesn't need a Migu Yibayish Asuk. I feel without the Migu Yibayish Asuk, being that it's a Tusi Yitris, he doesn't have the Migu Yibayish Asuk. I feel Uachi, being that it's Kalkuli al Pivu, being Samech at the Edom, Edom Shakranim, and the Malvus Tain is only Kalkuli built on the Tain of the Leve, he could say a Pesh Asuk, a Pesh Yitr, he's the one who told us to Edom Ashkarim, and he's telling us Prati Mechza, you have to mime in a second time also, this day he says Prati Mechza, I feel without a Migu Yibayish Asuk. Rabbi Yehoni has a second mahalach from Mefarish HaSugya. How is it that even though the Gemara says he's a Tusi Yirtis, he's not considered a Meshav Aveda because he's a Tusi Yirtis, Afilochi, he's never neged the shtar, he's never to say Parati Mechza. So Rabbi Yehoni, it's considered a Miguda Oza. But Malcolm that he's a Tusi Yirtis, we consider that it would be a Oza for him to be Kaifar Akal. And it has the halach of a Miguda Oza. So Rabbi Yehoni, you said, a Miguda Oza is only Mahani for Mammon and not Mahani for Shvua. And the reason being, because when it comes to Mammon, a person is willing to be Meis. So a gam would be a ozer for him to be kaifer akol. Had he been a shakran, if he would be lying, he would still be mazed to be kaifer akol in order to be matzal mammon, in order to be gain of the mammon. So when it comes to mammon, a person is willing to be mazed, and therefore is a migu by kaifer akol is considered a good migu because he would be mazed panav to be kaifer akol. I feel this that is etusi mirtus. So mele it's mehani the migu connected the shtar. It's mehani the migu for us to be mekabel. This that he says prati mechza that he boy kofar akol and he has the koyach of the pesha also to be koyfer against the shtar. And even though the shtar is saying that he owes all the money, being that it's a pesha also a pesha hitter, he has a migu. He could have been koyfer akol. So the ben yain it's mehani the yimamim that we say that he's neman b'shvu also to pat himself off mehaf. He's neman to say prati mechza. Mashaki when it comes to the shvuah, like the ben yain, a person is not willing to be meis ponev in order to pat himself off from a shvuah. So Mela, he doesn't have a migu that he buy a kafir akol. If he'd be a liar, then he wouldn't be kafir akol in order to pat himself up from a shvua. He wouldn't have the also to pat to be kafir akol. And that's why he's saying prati mechza. Therefore, the migu doesn't pat him up from the shvua. Zog the Gemara, Afidu according to Bekivu says that a Meshav Aveda patas went up from a Shvua. In our case, it's a Migu Da Oza, being that it's a Tusi Irtus, it's considered a Oza to be Kaifer Akol, and a Migu Da Oza is only Mahani Linyan Mammon, it isn't Mahani Linyan to pat him up from the Shvua. Therefore, he's Nishba on the Mechsa that he says Parati, but I day the Shvua, he's Pata, Afidu Kanegar Ashtar, he's a Nishba of a Nifter with the Shvua, Smaidim and Mixus. There is a third mahalach in the sugya. The mukiyosef in our sugya is mefarish that really he has to make a shvua. We don't say being that the edim are saying para kula, he is part of the shvua also. Zokin mukiyosef because being that he's saying parati mechza and he's being machish the edim and saying that the edim shakronim, therefore he can't be samech on the edim and say that he should be part of making a shvua because the edim are being made that he was para kula. But Zokten Muki Yosef, it's a achosha that isn't a achosha gmura. Zokten Muki Yosef, being that it's possible, loy mashem zeichim in the inyan yosem imanu, maybe the edim are zeichim the inyan more than the leiva, being that it's possible that the edim are being zeichim more than the leiva, and the leiva had forgot this, that he was parakula, and he thinks that it's only paramechts, and really the edim are saying the emes, it's a achosha vein a achosha. Zokten Muki Yosef, a achosha v'lav a achosha hi, ain't same thing by the Edis Lagami, by the Star Lagami, being that it's a Hosha, Vena Hosha, we're not same thing, not on the Edis and not on the Star. Elam is fake and needing key to Loya Yaden, Velo Star, and made a mix of tiny Shava. Being that it's a Hosha, Velava Hosha, Miss Fake, we done it, Kilo, there are no Edim and there are no Star. Me Suffolk, the Edim and the Star cancel out, being that we're a Suffolk, it's a Hosha, Vena Hosha, it's a Suffolk, a Hosha. So to Muki Yosef and Makim that it's a choshev and a choshev that Allah, as we look at it, kilu less lay lay aidim vilay star and it blabs a regular made the mixes that tiny that is a nishba of a nifta. The Ktois Achoshin and Simon Pebeis, if gotten your test is mefarish kavonas on the Muki Yosef, this that the Muki Yosef says it's a choshev and a choshev, the kavonas on the Muki Yosef is that it's a suffic ha choshev. When Mesupik had it done it, we look at it like a choshev that it'd be machish to aidim, the aidim are saying parakul and he's saying paramechz, it's a suffic ha choshev. And do we say that he's being machish to Edim, or do we look at it that maybe that he forgot that he is parakul and he thought he was only paramechza, ve'edim zeichim inyan yesim imenu. And being that it's a suffix, when it comes to a shvua, one has to mevar legami in order to be potter from a shvua. So being that he's mechiv a shvua, made of mixes, in order for him to become potter from the shvua, he has to bring Edim to mevar the inyan legami. Being that the Edim that he's bringing to Bezdin, not mevar the inyan legami, because it's a suffix, whether or not the Edim ahuchash. So be makom it's a suffix if the huchash that's not considered a beer to mevar the inyan to pat him up from the shvur, he's still considered mechiv the shvur. Mashaki when it comes to the mammon, even though the malva is a shtat, he might see the mammon. Being that it's a suffix, maybe he has aidin that are saying he's potter by a suffix mammon, Allah is a mighty mechaveh love a raya. Mamela when it comes to the mammon, me suffix, we say a mighty mechaveh love a raya. Mashaki when it comes to the shvur, being that the aidin are not a vade beer, is felt in the beer, it's missing in his beer, this that he has to be mevar the inyan, he has to make a shvur, and the aidin only suffix have to be mevar the inyan, therefore he is still considered mechiv a shvur. Mamela zokta braisa, the Allah is, he's nishba, but once he makes the shvur, he's nifta mi mammon, and he can be machesh to shtar and say priati mechz, and he's potter from paying up the whole thing. Al Koponim, he said over this that the Gemara says that b'makim that the malva is a shtar, and the malva saying le paraklum, and the leiva saying priati mechz, and the edma abi made that he's parakula. The Gemara tells us the halacha that he's nishba on the mechz, and he's niftar. Zoktesis agam, the malva is a shtar, and the leiva is going connected the shtar. Filochi, the leiva is nemen because he has a pesha asa, being that the edma being made that he's parakula. And it's only al pi the leiva that we know that the edma are edim shakranim, and mainly is nemen to say priati mechz. And we spoke out that the Gemara Lebesayif says, Afilu Korn to Bekivu says, Meshav Aveda Havi, and our Sugit, being that there are Edom, it's a Tusi Irtas, and being that it's a Tusi Irtas, the Leiva is still Mechiv Vashvua, and we don't say he's a Meshav Aveda. The Ashbam is Mepharish that the Leiva doesn't know that the Edom are coming to be made, that he is Parakula. It's Mevuah from the Ashbam that the Leiva doesn't have a Migu, the Iboy Kafra Akal, being that the Leiva doesn't know the Edom are going to say Parakula, the Leiva doesn't have a Migu, Afilu Achi has a Pesha Osar, or Pesha Osar doesn't need a Migu, the Iboy Shasik. And there's a similar malach in our sugya, the kibbutzum is mechiach medivya taisis. Taisis learns it to see irtas, the leiva knows the edom are going to be saying like him. But al atzadat, the leiva is saying a sheker and the edom are shakranim, the leiva is always afraid that the edom will be chayzu b'tshuva b'shas hakadosim lebezdin. And that's why he said pirati mechzim, and mele is not considered mesha aveda, and he doesn't have a migudi by ishasik, and therefore he is still mechuy v'shvu on the mechz on this that he says pirati mechzim. Dr. Bachonin's Mavur from Taisis, Agami doesn't have the Migudi by Shasak, Afilu Achi has the Kaycha of Pesha Asak, Kenegad Ishtar. We see also from Taisis that one can have a Kaycha of Pesha Asak, Afilu without the Migudi by Shasak. We said of him a second Mahalach to explain how is it that the Gemara says he's not a Mesh Aveda because he's a Tusi Mirtis, but Afilu Achi he is Neman Negad Ishtar to say Pirati Mechza. Rabbeinu is Mefarish, it's a Migudi Aza, being that he's a Tusi Irtis, it's a Aza to be Kaycha Akal. And the halach is that when it comes to mammon, a migud oz is mehani, Rabbein Yen is mefarish, because when it comes to mammon, a person is willing to be meis, therefore it's still nechshav to be a migu. Mashaykh, when it comes to shvua, a person is not willing to be meis, therefore migud oz isn't nechshav a migu. Therefore, he's not considered a meshaved to pat himself up from the shvua, because a migud oz is not mehani for shvua. But afilu achi, the migud oz is mehani linya mammon, therefore he's nema neged the shtar to say priati mechza. We said about third mahalach, the Nemuk Yosef speaks out that it's a achosha ve'ina achosha. It's considered a achosha that he's been machish to Edom ve'ina achosha because efshe the Edom azeichu inyan yosem imenu. And the Ktzai Sachlishin, Samin Pei Beis, is mefarish duvi on Nemuk Yosef, it's a suffix achosha. When it comes to the Shvuah, he's lacking in the beer. It's not considered a beer because it's a suffix if he has Edim. Therefore, he is still Mechayiv the Shvuah. Mashiach, when it comes to the Mammon, being that it's a Tzad, he has Edim, it's a suffix. Mammon, Amaitzi Mechavei Elover Raya. Therefore, he's Nishba on the Mechza, and he's never to say Pirati Mechza, Afilu Keneged Ashtar.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.